Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Nullsoft Shoutcast.
This is the show that nobody told you about. This is the show that your brother warned you about. This is the show that you probably shouldn't be listening to. This is
Shampa.
And we're back.
Wow. How about that?
Spring break is over.
Spring break is over. Spring break is done. It is totally, totally done.
A lot of people.
There's a lot of crazy people out there, let me tell you.
Oh, there is no end in sight for crazy people, folks.
I know. They're everywhere. They're absolutely everywhere. So, hi, everyone. This is Anthony from Tampa.
And hey, everybody. This is Joe in Chicago.
Hi, you know me, Betty, your lovable artificial intelligence unit. Well, listen up. My butthole is buzzing with excitement for tonight's broadcast of Chicago Tampa, Shyamba Radio, episode 37. Back from spring break? For Monday, March 28, 2016. And now, for the weather. Hey Anthony, how is it in Tampa for those Tampanites?
Well, thank you very much, Betty. Your current Tampa weather... Alright, let's here we go. I got some weather, my own weather music back here going on. All right. So, tonight, your current temperature is NA. NA. Okay. Hold on.
What?
I'm trying to pull up my local weather forecast, and it says my conditions at Tampa, Tampa, Kate, the other one, the one I usually go to is unavailable. So, my thing was NA. So, we're going to go to Tampa, Peter O. Knight Airport. Which is KTPF. It is currently 79 degrees, partly cloudy, 26 degrees centigrade, with humidity of 84%. Tonight, you can expect a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., patchy fog after 2 a.m. Otherwise, mostly cloudy with a low around 68. Tuesday, we'll have a slight chance of showers in between 11 in the morning and 2 in the afternoon, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the evening. Patchy fog before 9 a.m. That should make the commute fun tomorrow. Otherwise, cloudy with a high near 78, low and variable winds. And Tuesday night, we'll have a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 in the morning, partly cloudy with a low around 66, and some light winds out of the north. Not much rainfall. And then finally for Wednesday, we have a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 in the afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high near 84 degrees. And that is your Tampa weather.
Wow. Thanks, Anthony. Well, it sounds like it's going to be wet, wet, wet in Tampa.
That's how Tampa goes.
Folks, here in Chicago, Chicago Midway Airport, KMDW, it is currently partly cloudy and 49 degrees Fahrenheit, 9 degrees for you Celsius people.
Do you have
humidity
weather music?
Is at a nice, comfortable 59%.
Do you have weather music? Are you playing weather music? If you don't, I can get some for you. I didn't know if you had weather music or not. Do you have
You know
weather
what?
Music?
I should put on some weather music.
You usually do. That's why I turned my music down, because you usually have weather music.
You can report. You can report.
You can report from a Kmart. You want to do your weather report from Kmart?
That's fine, folks.
All right.
You know, it's pretty nice outside of this local Kmart that I'm in right now. Humidity is at 59%. The wind speeds are east 9 miles per hour. The barometer is 30.15 inches. And the dew point is 35 degrees. The visibility, it's really clear out there. It's 10 miles. But we have a wind chill of 45 degrees. Now, tonight, it's mostly clear with a low around 35. the wind is just knocking that server around, isn't it? It's the northeast winds are 5 to 10, and they'll become light and variable in the evening. Tuesday, it'll be sunny with a high near 46, with light east-southeast winds increasing to 5 to 10 miles per hour in the afternoon. Tuesday night, it'll be partly cloudy with a low around 41. The south winds will be around 10 miles per hour, with gusts as high as 15.
Wow.
Wednesdays, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m., with increasing clouds and a high, get this, near 62.
High near 162? Jesus Christ, you're all going
to
melt.
And it's going to be breezy with south winds 15 to 20 miles per hour, gusting as high as 30.
Wow.
So it looks like it's going to kind of get warm and then chill out back into the 40s.
Wow.
And that, folks, is your latest Chicago weather.
Fantastic.
Yeah, you know, if I play music here, it seems like if I try to talk and play music, it cuts out.
Yeah.
So that's why I decided I can't play music anymore. So, like, during my news, I'm going to ask for your help.
That's fine. As long as you give me, as long as you have the files there, I'll be more than happy to play them for you.
The files, I think, are all there. They should be all there.
Okay, good.
I hope they're there. Folks, I'm not sure if I'm here.
Are you here?
Hmm?
Are you here?
Not really.
I know, right? So, did you enjoy your little spring break? I guess that answers that question.
Yeah, my spring break was filled with lots of parents and people eating, which is a good thing.
That's important. It's very important.
Yes, there has been quite a bit of that, too.
I can bet. That's generally what happens during spring break.
Our database materials have changed, so this particular access method is less drowsy, and it's more Daisy infused, producing
Daisy infused. Really, you look very contemplative at the end of the other end of the of the webcam. There, you just kind of you're in deep, serious thought, and that's okay. There's absolutely nothing wrong with deep, serious thought.
Nothing at all.
Nothing at all. Deep, serious thought is important. It's important
this week, this month has been crazy.
Has it really?
Yes.
Okay.
The world has been on fire. The world is on fire.
Is the world burning?
Yeah. But not only that.
Paris is burning.
Chiampa has been on fire because why?
Clicky, clicky, clicky. Oh, hi, look. I'm a little kind of out of it, too, aren't I? Promote new schedule. Clicky, clicky. To schedule page.
We have an awesome-looking blog, folks. That's what I was trying to get at.
Oh, yes, yes. So yes, we're getting there. Lovely-ishness. Okay, it took me into the Excel file.
Oh, that's the proposed one.
Oh, yeah, which is fine because that's the one that we're using right now. Really? So, you know, as you know, we have Joe's Tech segment over the weekend, and it runs from noon Eastern until 6 o'clock in the evening.
Boo-boop-boop.
Boo-boop-boop. You got that right, Betty. Go, Betty. come on. We'll do some more of that.
So, yeah, we have that and once he heals and recovers, which I hope is soon, mm-hmm, Clint will be one of the very first producers of a program.
Fantastic.
And the artist of said program that'll be exactly 15 minutes long.
Exactly 15, which will still unfortunately get cut off.
Really?
Because the 50, I can extend the timer. I'll extend the timer, but because the 15 minutes encompasses everything. So it encompasses the bumps, the promos, and the content. The bubble. But I can make the bubble a little bit bigger. So
okay,
I can make the bubble 17 minutes so that, you know, he can give us his 15 minute thing, and then it might get cut off once in a while, but for the most part, if we do the bubble to 17 minutes, then that will be fine. It will throw me off, I'll tell you that much, but that's fine. Because I'm used to it. It's challenge. Every 15 minutes. For me, it's every 15 that, minutes.
And folks, it's episode 37. So that's great. 17 minutes, 37.
37, 17 minutes. Wow, we kind of like really missed a lot here, didn't we? This kind of feels like a rough start this evening here. Did we have... Oh, Betty didn't announce anything. Or did she? She was supposed
she
to. Oh, she did? I need to access the database a little bit more. I think that's what's going on.
I mean, we're only at 40 after the hour.
Yeah, we got your news in 4.5 minutes.
Right, so we're on target. We're fine. I'm looking at the script. Folks, you know what? We haven't been at it for a while. We've been on spring break. We've been
couple
working.
Weeks,
we've been
couple
trying
weeks.
To survive.
So, you know, being off air for a couple weeks, you kind of lose. You get a little wet behind the ears, which
exactly.
is fine, you know. And then
but,
there's always stuff that sometimes will do that too and just make you kind of crazy.
It's also given us a chance for introspection in terms of where we've come with this whole cast. And so we've changed up some of the programs, trying to do something different.
Yeah, oh, totally, exactly. And, you know, we do Joe's Tech segment on the weekends. It's an interesting kind of eclectic. I would describe your tech segment as eclectic.
Oh, eclectic. Yes.
Which is good because, like, I went
Did you have a chance to listen to it in its entirety?
Not the whole thing.
Yeah, not.
No, but I was driving around. I had to run some errands on Saturday, and I was at the warehouse club, and I was in the parking lot, and they were talking. There was this one episode where it was they're talking to the one doctor. I can't remember the name of it. And he was talking about all the different cannabinoids and how the cannabinoids affect you. And it's kind of was an old program. It sounded like an old program. But that was really good. I found that quite interesting. And then obviously there's like some things like you talk about money, which I get it. It's technology. It's not conventional, but by all means, it definitely fits into the whole technology. Yeah. You know,
I like all sorts of crazy tech things, anything that's technical.
Clearly. Yes.
And you know, that can encompass biology, that can encompass linguistics. It can encompass finances. I think there was a program that I caught that they were going through show reviews, TV sitcom, sci-fi show reviews, and comic book reviews. You know, so some of those are pretty cool.
Oh, good. Yeah, I mean, I've listened to a lot of interesting different things on it. So it's definitely kept me in when I've been in the car driving around, which was most of Saturday afternoon. So it was good. We have Joe's Tech segment again in the afternoons
now,
on Saturday and Sunday.
As host of that segment, I've decided that I'm going to record a new intro for
you're
each weekend.
Redo the, I was wondering, so because I got a little, that was all one intro, wasn't it?
Because yes,
somehow
was.
In there, because I'm like, I know the server is not programmed to do that, so I was a little, I was a little confused because I'm like,
oops.
Well, how did it play? No, you're fine. No, what you did was fine, but I thought that it was another track that it played. I'm like, but how did he do that? He didn't change the programming on the server to play another, you know, the following track to precede it. So I'm like, okay, and then I'm like, well, you must have just uploaded it once. So you have your main theme, and then you do a little thingy at the end of it. Which I think is fantastic. I think that's a good way to do it if you want, you know, if you want to personalize it every week. And because I did notice it was definitely different this week because you had personalized it, and it wasn't the same as last week.
Yes. You know, maybe I'm just talking at random bullshit. I don't know, but it's.
I think it's the database.
Yes.
It's the database.
But this database will be different, so the topics that I'll be discussing now will be different.
That's very true. So we have let's plug the schedule for another 45 seconds, and we'll release you to your news. So we got your tech segment, which is the eclectic kind of everything and anything. And then we have in the morning in our rush hour we have Betty. She runs us from 6:30 until 10:30 Eastern. And she kind of spins some tunes, smokes some weed with you, and kind of just gets you through your morning drudge of your morning commute. There's a little Roger and Betty in there. We're trying to create more of them. These take a long time to make sometimes, especially when you got a lot
of And you know
what?
It's a creative juice process.
But yeah,
folks.
I know Joe has
an idea.
Oh yeah, Joe has added. You added a new one recently. I heard it. I think, didn't you?
Yes.
You added a new Betty.
You know what? So, I don't know if it should have been an intro or if it should be a bump or something, because it might be a little short.
Well, the bumps and the intros, yeah, it depends. Was it set? Was it an intro or was it a bump? Did you put it as an intro or
a bump?
Well,
I think I put it as an intro.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard it, and so it was the intro that I heard. Yeah, I thought it was a bump, but yeah, it's maybe probably a bump depending on how long it is. We can discuss that later off the air. We can. That's house cleaning. We don't need to bore you all with house cleaning or dirty laundry on the air.
But we are technical, so you have to give us that. Yes. Anyways,
and we're stoners. You do have news. So we have Betty in the afternoon rush hour drive home. We have Toppers. He runs from 4 o'clock. To 6 o'clock Eastern time, and then following up the rear at 10:30 at night, we start Upfront Soul all night long. That runs from 10:30 Eastern until 6 o'clock in the morning, where then you can get CPR news, you can get yesterday's news fresh first thing today. And then I've got to make a good tagline for that, because I know there's one in there somewhere, but I just can't settle on anything. And then after that, we have.
And now
Joe's
for
news.
The news.
Oh, I love that. Good evening, folks from the Chicago studios. In a moment, we'll have a little bit of music in the background. Here are your Chip Skipper headlines from around the world. Today, we're going to be talking about Italy is fighting for marijuana legalization with weed-infused gelato. We are also going to be talking about bird poop. Apparently causing a New York nuclear reactor outage. That's kind of crazy.
Wow.
Then we kind of get into beverages. And, you know, these are kind of like two-pronged stories, because there's one end and then there's the other. There's black and there's white. There you go. That's good.
Does that work for you? I can do a couple something different. I got one here also called Fiddles McGinty, which might be interesting.
I get annoyed with that one real quick.
All right. So then we'll go back to.
And happy St. Patrick's Day to you all if you know.
If you got the luck of the Irish with you.
So these next two stories, we got an IHOP waiter arrested for giving away free drinks.
Oh, wow.
And then we have a man, according to police, threatens a Starbucks manager over lack of free refills. Can you
really?
Believe that? Let's get into this first story.
Okay.
Let's click open our news copy. Boop, 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 boop. So this is a... where's the story out of? This is out of munchies.vice.com by Carla McBurdy. Don't call it marijuana ice cream. It's cannabis cream gelato. Would you try that, Anthony?
Of course I would.
Lucky locals from the quaint coastal village of Alassio, situated in Liguria along the eastern coast of Italy, can now enjoy a scoop of the aptly dubbed Marley, as in Bob, flavor at Perleco, a local gelato shop. I would try that. I really would. The owner of the shop, Emanuela Buondana, has long been known for launching far-out flavors. Mm-hmm. Like beer and lavender cream. Ew. Beer cream.
Well, beer might not be bad. Mm. I like beer. I don't know about lavender.
I would do lavender cream over beer cream.
Would you?
I would.
I don't think it's beer cream. I think it's just beer. And lavender cream. So lavender, it's lavender cream or beer. So I guess I would try either, but hell, why not? Anyway,
I hope it's not beer and lavender cream.
I was kind of afraid too. You know, let's eat grandma for lunch. Yeah, combo placement's important on a lot of these news stories, and editing is just terrible on these things. That's why I spend 4 hours every Sunday doing editing. But anyway, so we're going to assume that you can either get beer gelato or lavender cream gelato, but not beer and lavender cream gelato, because we both agree that would be disgusting.
Yes.
And if you agree, you can call us at 813-327-8566. All right, take it on.
But if the cannabis gelato, she had a little help with her friends at Canapa Ligure, a legalization advocacy group.
All right.
So, you know, they're trying out something new and different. And in 2015, a set of legislative measures that would legalize marijuana drew a large amount of support from lawmakers from every end of the political spectrum. It has been quite encouraging, to say the least, in Italy. Despite the legal limbo in which the cannabis is caught right now, its use is widespread and tactically accepted by Italian society, so it was no surprise that Canapa Liguri's collaborations with local restaurateurs have actually taken over the local food scene of this sleepy beach town. So this organization is also promoting the benefits of cannabis by teaching local businesses how to incorporate it as an ingredient in their traditional recipe. That's good. In its attempt to garner support for legalizing marijuana, Canapa Liguri has reached deep into one of Italy's most entrenched traditions.
Wow.
Its relationship with food. And, you know, I think that's important because there's going to come a time when we're not going to be able to smoke it anymore.
You think so?
Yes.
Not going to be able to smoke it?
No.
You could vape it.
You could, but, you know.
You could bake it. You could vape it. You could rub it all over your nipples if you want to.
Now, that would not be something I'd want to do with this next story.
Wait, let me see what our next story is. Let me pick an appropriate music track. Let me do it. Ooh, goodness. Okay. Hold on. I'm not using this music track for any news tonight, so I will use it because it sounds like it could fit.
Okay, folks. Bird poop apparently caused a New York nuclear reactor outage. This is a story out of NBC Chicago.
Wow.
Michael Vertanen. Bird poop was the likely cause of a December shutdown at a nuclear power plant outside New York City, according to the operator. An Indian Point reactor safely shut down for 3 days, starting December 14th, following an electrical disturbance on outdoor high-voltage transmission lines. Entenergy Corp said an outside expert is analyzing whether what's technically called bird streaming was the culprit. So there's, like, we have crop dusting. That's where we fart around the place. Now birds have streaming. That's nice.
I mean, apparently that's after, I get streaming too after I have Mexican food.
But do you cause your nuclear reactors to go out?
I don't know, but it smells like one is.
In a report to the Nuclear Regulatory Commission last month, the New Orleans-based company said the automatic reactor shutdown was apparently from bird excrement that caused an electric arc between wires on a feeder line at a transmission tower.
How about that?
Now, you know, this is the only time when you can get away with the word excrement,
yeah,
and feeder in the same sentence.
Yeah, I think you have a point there.
If it is nowhere to send its electricity, the generator senses that and automatically shuts down. So plant managers told the NRC that they were revising preventative maintenance for additional inspection and cleaning and installing bird guards on transmission towers.
Wow.
Now, Nappy said he couldn't recall a similar incident in the past several years from birds at Indian Point, which is located along the Hudson River north of New York City.
Interesting.
Usually squirrels are the biggest offenders, he said.
Zap a squirrel.
Yeah, well, that would be a fried squirrel, I think.
Ma, it's time for dinner.
Yeah. Speaking of dinner and things, when's the last time you've been to IHOP?
Let me see. It's been a while. It's been at least several months, if not longer.
Well, you know, you go to IHOP and you get, like, what, a Coke, an iced tea.
Get coffee, yeah.
All right, well, this is out of the Washington Post by Lindsay Beaver, or Bever. Apparently, an IHOP waiter claiming to be a modern-day Robin Hood has been charged with giving away more than $3,000 in beverages to customers in New York.
Okay.
William Powell, 27, was arrested earlier this month and charged with larceny, petite larceny, and possession of stolen property for handing out free coffee, tea, and soda to customers at an IHOP restaurant in Brooklyn, according to court documents.
Wow.
I am a modern-day Robin Hood. I am not stealing, Powell said, according to criminal complaint filed in Kings County in Brooklyn. I am serving the ones in need.
Wow.
I take from the rich and give to the poor.
In the form of beverages. Saving the world one coffee at a time.
What's the big deal? I've been doing this since I started here. And guess what, dude?
That's the big deal. Oh, wow.
You know, that's not a good sign when you've discovered that there's been that much in beverages. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, that is a lot. What was it? 3,000? 3,000?
Because you could very well spend that in beverages just in a month.
3 million. It was 3 million, wasn't it? He served $3
million. 3 million in soda.
Yeah, that's a lot of sugar.
That would be a lot of sugar.
That's a lot of high fructose corn syrup going on with that one.
So, yeah, Powell is accused of doling out freebies from August 2015. This is recent, to February of 2016.
Wow.
He was arrested on March 2nd and arraigned the next day. He was just telling, you know, he was just trying to please his customers.
No, very true.
Me looking out for the community.
It was me looking out for the community.
There are certain people that couldn't afford the drinks. There was no malicious intent. Me and the owner weren't seeing eye to eye.
Wow. Well, clearly not. You're giving away $3,000 in beverages.
Powell told
the
newspaper that he was trying not to earn extra tips. He noticed customers were sometimes hesitant to buy beverages, and he wanted to help.
Wow.
Dude, you can coax people another way by just, you know, well.
Would you like a beverage with that?
Yes.
That usually does the trick.
Or I like a root beer with my burger.
I like a vodka and tonic first thing in the morning. Bring me that with some eggs.
I don't think they serve alcohol at IHOP.
No, they don't. Surprisingly. They should.
Okay. Well, that leads us to our double negative over here. Police say a man threatens a Starbucks manager over a lack of free refills. Well, dude, you should have fucking gone to the IHOP.
Yeah, right. Anyways. You can get them free refills. You don't have to pay for it.
This is out of the Pioneer Press.
Okay.
This is by Ronnie Watcher.
All right.
So, okay, get it. This man, he wanted free coffee.
Okay.
He threatened a manager at a Starbucks in Buffalo Grove. This was here.
Oh,
in
Illinois.
Illinois area.
Wow.
So, according to Buffalo Grove police report, the manager of the Starbucks at 1205 West Dundee called the police on March 9th after feeling threatened by a disgruntled would-be customer. The man pulled into the drive-thru and demanded a free refill. But the world's largest coffee chain does not offer free refills.
No.
The employees have never seen the man before.
He bought it at the Starbucks down the street. He's driving down.
He's like,
down.
I got my cup.
He probably
a symbol.
He probably bought that. He probably bought that coffee in Oak Park.
Yeah, well, that's a long ways.
And just stopped at every Starbucks along the way and just refilled it. And this is the only one that called the police.
The Sharpie free real refill. For
some,
a man.
Yeah, you know, who knows, you know. That's one way of doing it. I want my free refills that way.
So right. The drive-thru worker told the man the price of the coffee he wanted, and the man became agitated. The report said he parked his car, walked inside, and brought his concerns to the manager.
Wow.
According to the police report, the subject told the supervisor, "You don't know me, and you don't know what I can do to you."
Ooh, that is threatening.
But the man just left his door and drove away. That's what the supervisor called 911.
Wow.
But it's like, dude, you should have just gone to this IHOP, and
you could have gotten a free coffee without having to buy the first one.
Yeah, and a wink.
Wow, that's simply amazing.
Isn't that crazy?
You know, people are crazy. People are crazy.
And, folks, I gotta tell you, that's all I got. I got more for you next week, though, trust me.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. Well, thanks, Joe. Do you want to be part of our unique on-air experience? You can give us a call at 813-327-8566. You can also Skype us at chiampa.radio. That's chiampa.radio. Be sure to visit us on Facebook at facebook.chiampa.info or check out our blog at just going to chiampa.info. Our blog will have the latest and greatest in all our scheduled programming, partners, and everything else that we just decide to throw at the wall and see what sticks. Sometimes it breaks. It hasn't broken recently.
It no more.
Well, he won't be breaking it anymore, and then it will break at some point. It always breaks. If you're listening to us on a recast, feel free to leave us a voicemail. Betty will be more than happy to take your call and tell you what's going on and how to do it. All right. So hang tight, folks. We got to take care of some business here, and we will. It's actually going to be a short break because I'm doing some spring break stuff, so I need a little extra time tonight. So just hang tight. We'll be back in about 3 minutes.
You are tuned into Chiampa Weed Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast Streaming Audio.
Hello, everybody. This is Joe, your host on WEED Chiampa Radio. Do you miss those commercials that we used to broadcast? You know, some of those retro commercials for Alka-Seltzer, and Kent Cigarettes, and Philip Morris? Well, tonight, in Joe's retro commercials, we bring them to you here on WEED Chiampa Radio. Flashback.
Nothing clears my head better than a romp down a road like this. If that doesn't make sense to you, then this car probably won't either. The new generation Mazda RX-7 pours out power as smooth as silk, as only a rotary can. And nothing has a more advanced suspension system, so you track through turns like you're on rails. You can pay a whole lot more for a sports car and still not have this much fun.
Say, aren't you the driver of this new RX-7?
Hi.
A fun factory. Let's have a Play-Doh party.
Yeah.
A shooting star.
You can make all sorts of great things with a Play-Doh Fun Factory.
I made spaghetti.
And now you can get a Play-Doh Fun Flyer free when you buy Fun Factory in specially marked packages. It's lots of fun and little enough to take with you wherever you go. While supplies last, the Play-Doh Fun Factory toy comes with everything you see here. From Kenner.
Is the sweetheart you married the husband you expected him to be? Has the war created new problems for you in your marriage? To answer these and other personal problems brought in by your friends and neighbors, Arid presents John J. Anthony, founder of the famed Marital Relations Institute, in a brand new program of daily sessions of kindly and helpful advice. Just as Mr. Anthony, by examples in this studio, is helping thousands of men and women solve their personal problems, Arid, too, is helping thousands to solve the important personal problem of underarm perspiration. Arid helps you avoid perspiration damage to clothes and safeguards friendships. Use Arid every day. It helps stop perspiration safely, and at the same time, Arid is a most effective deodorant.
Captain O.G. Readmore here. If they send a mouse to outer space where Hawaii's getting snow, if a Martian lands on Thompson Street, you'll be the first to know. If you read the daily papers and your favorite magazine, you'll be out in front and in the know on all the latest scenes. You can tell your friends, you heard it first. You'll hold the latest news. So read the paper and some magazines, because reading is what's news.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey, 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 hey.
Welcome back, everybody. We hope you're enjoying the Joe and Anthony show so far.
It's Obese Albert.
Stay tuned, because after our ad-lib segment B, Anthony's got some wild and wacky spring break news for you.
Of course I do. So, did you hear? Well, unfortunately, maybe you'll still be able to get in on this action, but Chiampa is getting an interview on a real radio station.
Oh yeah.
We're getting actually interviewed on the air. It's only a 10,000 watt station that has like a 40 mile radius, and it's in Champaign, Urbana, but it doesn't matter. It's a radio station that's going to interview us about I don't know if it's about Chiampa, if it's about the show. It may just be about everything. So it should it should prove to be a very interesting. This is actually it's the people that do the Illinois World Labor Hour.
Yes,
they're gonna. That's who we're gonna
on Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Yep, you can hear them. Well, you can hear them a couple times Saturday and Sunday. But yes, where did that schedule go? I had it right here. When do we see that? Wait. Oh, clicky, new schedule. Okay, so on the weekends, you can hear them at, they start at, because we got Upfront Soul all night long. So you can hear them at 6 in the morning, or it looks like 6 in the evening. So 6 and 6, you can do Illinois World Labor Hour. I'll have to remember that as a hook when I promote.
It's a really awesome show.
It is.
The ideas and the theories and the thoughts behind different political ideologies.
Yep.
Fascinating. And, you know, I'm not always necessarily going to be out there being an activist, but I do believe in a lot of self-determination and a lot of being able to support myself if need comes to be. And that's what they're all about. And I like that.
Oh no, definitely. And you know, and that's important. And you know, I've enjoyed their shows, listening to their shows on the weekends. And it actually kind of all came about because there we go. I had to find something. Because I was listening to their show on the weekend. It was around noon, I remember, and they were talking about Bernie Sanders.
Ah.
And they were talking about how much they liked Bernie Sanders. And they were like, they were glowing about Bernie Sanders. And I remember listening to them back in, like, because we've carried them for a while now. So I think I remember listening to them around, like, maybe November, December-ish. And they were kind of like all, we don't know who this Bernie Sanders guy is. We really don't care for him. He's kind of different. He's all about the socialism thing. And it was nice to hear them kind of, like, warm up to him. So yeah. I left them a Facebook comment. I just kind of posted on their Facebook wall for their show, and I says, I'm glad to hear you guys warmed up with Bernie Sanders. We carry your podcast, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then he contacts me, and he's like, well, let's have you on a show. And I'm like, okay, I'm game. We'll see what happens. I'm all about that. So that will be with WEFT out of Champaign-Urbana, who will be covering us. Or the interview. Nice. And hopefully I know you may be busy that day. If not, maybe we can get a three-way conference going. If not, it'll be me by myself. But either which way, we were getting some publicity from a real radio station. Isn't that kind of awesome?
A real terrestrial. They're FM, right?
They're FM. Yeah, they're an FM station. It's a community radio station, an FM community radio station.
WEFT
out of Champaign-Urbana,
90.1 FM.
Yep.
You know, I use TuneIn FM. I wonder, I should plug their station in.
Maybe they have streaming from their site. So, but yeah, so we got some exciting things. I meant to bring it up in the first half, but I totally forgot.
That's okay. And hey, folks, you know what? If you want to be a part of our unique experience, give us a call at 813-327-8566. Skype us right now, Chiampa.radio. Do it. We're here. We know that you subscribe to us on iTunes, and we love you for that. I saw something flash by. Woo!
That was my little postie with the call letters of the radio station.
WEFT.
I couldn't remember it. I kept calling it WFTE, and I'm like, no, that's not it. So
it's the W Electronic Funds Transfer.
Yeah, there it's WEFT. It's not WEBT. WEFT.
WEFT.
Which I think now we call them AC. They call them ACHs.
Yeah. Automated clearinghouse. But it's just a pre-transmitted transaction that takes a couple of days.
Pre-transmitted transactions that take a couple of days.
So I noticed that the schedule still states that your news comes on at 2020, but I'm assuming that's different.
Yeah, I'll probably jump in about 5 minutes. So okay. We got about another 5 minutes. Hey, I never changed it because I'll forget to change it later. So then it'll just be a big mess. So
it look odd to you, though? Like, see, I just changed it now.
All right, that's fine.
So when you come to it next week, it'll be like, what, 2014?
Yeah, maybe. It's possible. All right, we'll try it. Or next week, we'll be doing it at 2014.
right?
So, anywho. So, yeah, so we got an interview. It's May 7th, I believe. It's a Saturday. They run between 10 and 11 Central Time. So it'll be 11 noon Eastern Time. And then you can figure it out if you're somewhere else. We can't be held responsible for figuring out time zones for everybody because it's ridiculous. I can't do that kind of math right now.
You've given me some impetus.
You're impotent. They make pills for that.
No, not impotent. Impetus.
Oh. Do they make pills for that?
I'm going to post some Twitters.
Oh, you're going to get all tweetified.
I'm going to be Well, we're already being posted on Twitter.
We're on Twitter, Twitter, Twatter. Are you tweeting your twat, or do you twat a tweet?
I was actually good. I posted the fact that we're live, and I posted like a upcoming, hey, we're going to be live. Tweeting.
Awesome.
So yeah, but I'll post a link to the streaming WEFT site
WEFT,
so that
yes.
we can make sure people tune in and hear you.
Yes, definitely, definitely. We'll put that up when we get closer to the interview time, and yeah, it should be interesting. Well, I'm very excited. I can't contain myself. I'm like, wow, they want to interview us. We must be interesting. Well, you know, it's always that question of, are we any good?
We don't edit ourselves either.
No, we really don't. Well, we did have one incident where we had a caller reveal break the fourth wall. We had to bleep that out a little bit. But other than that, we don't do any editing on our.
That the fifth wall?
The fifth wall, the sixth dimension,
the fifth element.
The fifth element.
Great movie.
What is the fifth element? Did they explain what the fifth element was in the movie? Because we have earth, wind, fire, rain, and water.
Pupitron.
Chickens. Pupitron. We got chickens, too. So, yeah, and you can find all of our old shows by going to radio4all.net for the A Info's listing service. They're still chugging along. You know, they're here and there. They struggle, and I need to send them some money soon.
You know what? That's something important I wanted to mention, too, is that, you know, if there's something that you really like and they're looking for donations, you know what? Give them something.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
I mean, it doesn't hurt to give a little bit if you can. It doesn't. And I tell you something, when you give, you get back. Trust me, it happens. It feels that way.
You sound like a greeting card. That's lovely. But you're right. When you give, you do get back. And when you give to your community and you support your community, then your community supports you. And you get great radio programming like us, you know, even though we're not having a fun drive right now. But maybe we should do that sometime. You know, we could definitely get you a new mixer. We'd definitely get you a new mixer. So, anywho. So, yeah. A Infos, send them some cash if you got some money laying around. I think I've sent them a few bucks here and there.
You know what? We hope that all of you listening are Bernie supporters, but make sure that your candidates are looking out for you and not their own self-interests.
If you want to vote for somebody else, just always be careful. Don't look past the hype. That's what we're about here, and that's why I support who I support. Is you have to peel back the onion skins and you have to look past all the hype. And all the glitz and the glamour, it's turned into a beauty contest. The presidential race has turned into a beauty contest. And people will say anything. Talk is cheap. But, you know, I've always learned in my 39 years on this planet, I have learned that actions speak louder than words.
Yes.
And consistency with those actions speaks louder than words, and that's important. So always, you know, question everything, question your candidates and see. But anywho, so I guess full circle, that's how we got to the interview with WEFT in Champaign-Urbana. So we'll be very excited with that, and I'm a little nervous.
You do fine.
I am. I don't know. I'm like, oh my god.
Are you going to use the big microphone to talk?
I might just do it right here from the control mixer and see. Because we've taken phone callers and it works just fine. So,
will you tout up the whole fact that you've got this elaborate setup and.
I told him, I said, we have a studio in Tampa and we have a satellite studio in Chicago. And of course, you know, with Tampa studio is in my garage basically, and then you've got the Chicago studio in your bedroom. So and we have our imaginary friends Betty and Roger just floating around.
Yes, and random cats hop up and up off the up kitties. And off of beds.
There she goes, right up on the bed. Wow, yep. She's a fat kitty. So, anywho, we've got to deal with some Florida
yeah,
news.
You got some crazy news.
Oh my god, fucking spring break debauchery! All right. So, all right. Let's get all adjusted here. All right, folks, it's time for some spring break debauchery. I had more stories, but I found some really good Florida stories, so I trimmed my spring break thing down. I had like 8 spring break stories, but I found some really good Florida ones I couldn't pass up. So we've compromised. So anyway, we'll get started with our first spring break story from News Channel 13 Orlando, exclusively on Bright House Networks, and comes from Daytona Beach. A lifeguard was having some mechanical issues with their jet ski and beached the personal watercraft along the sand in Daytona Beach. Minutes later, two spring breakers, James Duffy, 22, and Andrew Gentry, 21, both from Virginia, hopped on this jet ski and proceeded to ride it south around the Daytona Beach boardwalk and pier. Officials were able to follow the duo on land along the shoreline. The two then beached the jet ski south of the pier and tried to run away from the area. Of course, they were probably very drunk at the time, I'm sure. officers were able to secure two suspects and have been charged with grand theft of a vessel.
Yeah. Grand Theft Auto.
That's what they're trying to play, you know. Yeah. Spring Breakers, gotta love them. All right, so our next story comes from the Daytona Beach News Journal and involves, again, in Daytona Beach, it involves a student from the University of New York at Albany whose concept of personal space evaporated as soon as he hit the sandy beaches. Danielle Lacey, a lifeguard, was headed northbound on the sands in Daytona Beach on her ATV when Christopher Rodriguez stopped her Monday afternoon. Rodriguez got close to Lacey and asked if he could get on their four-wheeler with her. Lacey said repeatedly told that she had told Rodriguez no, but he decided to try to climb on anyway. Lacey said she had to push Rodriguez's leg off of her, and she pulled away when he began leaning in as if he was going to kiss her. Romance on the beach with spring break style. Rodriguez was charged with aggravated battery on a contract employee and was released on his own recognizance. The Daytona Beach News Journal could not reach Rodriguez for comment on Tuesday night.
Spring breakers describe Panama City Beach as empty.
Yep, hold on a moment. All right. Our last spring break story comes from Pensacola's WEAR, News Channel 3. And they don't seem to be excited about anything. They don't have a tagline. At least not one I could find. All right. So the college students that traveled to Panama Beach for spring break this year, a historically popular, very popular party destination, were largely disappointed. This was big talk in Florida too. This hit the news for a few days. There were signs posted along Panama City beach roads that reminded people that that alcohol is banned on the beach for the month of March, which was in response to problems at spring break last year, where there was a sexual assault in broad daylight amidst large crowds of partying on the beach and a shooting that involved 7 spring breakers. Unsuspecting spring breakers think the new rules are an overreaction as clubs were empty and their planned weekend of acting like total idiots was ruined.
Oh, darn.
It's terrible. Absolutely terrible.
I feel so sorry for those motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, Rick Roof of California Cycles is a huge critic of the city's spring break crackdown and says that everything is dying and that the new regulations have totally destroyed Panama City Beach during spring break. Looks like they should have gone to Daytona Beach. That's where all the action was. Maybe next year. And folks, that ends your spring break.
What a spring break. Damn.
I know, right? And there were some really good ones, but I just couldn't. I had to get some of, like, this one. You'll love this one. This one's good. All right. While there seem to be a number of ways someone can purchase a pricey BMW, Nicholas Jackson thought he found an even better financing program.
Grab your balls, bitches, because somewhere right now, it's 420.
Jackson went to the Bars Car Auto Sales in Pompano Beach 3 or 4 times on last Thursday trying to buy a BMW. But the dealership declined to accept Jackson's credit and EBT card as tender for the vehicle. So he was trying to buy a BMW with his food stamps.
Well, maybe he saved up the $300 that he earned each month.
Maybe. Anyhow, I doubt it, though. Jackson's persistence raised a red flag with the owner as this activity continued throughout the day. The next morning, the car was gone, and so were the keys of 60 other vehicles. A call was made to the Broward Sheriff's Office to report the theft, and the owner of the dealership said that Jackson was his top suspect. Shortly before 8:30 in the Friday morning, Martin County deputies found Jackson sitting in a silver gray car that had no gas and no license tag in Palm City.
Oh.
During questioning, Jackson admitted to entering the closed dealership through a window, taking the car keys off a key rack, and using some of the keys to move cars out of the way so he could drive the BMW off the lot.
Wow.
And that was according to the arrest report filed in the case. The BMW and 60 sets of keys were returned to the dealership. Jackson was charged with grand theft auto and bond was set at $20,000. He is awaiting extradition back to Broward County, officials say. And I think the car was valued. It's not here. I have it in the news story, but it's like an autoplay with a bunch of pop-ups from the Florida Sun Sentinel. But I think the car was like priced at like $37,000. That was the sticker on the car.
Okay, so that was actually lower than what I actually initially calculated.
What did you think it was?
I thought it was $68,000.
Maybe it was. Hold on, let me take a look. Maybe you're right.
Well, I just pulled that out of my ass.
Hold on. I know it's in here, though, because I didn't see it. Oh, see, here it comes. Here it comes. It's all the pop-up crap. Oh, they were selling it for $32,000. So
okay,
32,900.
Let's say it's 37,000 because I like that figure better.
Okay, so 37. He was trying to buy it with his EBT card.
Trying to save his $300 a month cash benefit.
Did we know for sure he was getting $300 a month?
Let's just assume.
Okay, he could have been getting $70 a month.
Oh, this poor man. Well, if he was getting $300 a month, it would have taken him 10 years to afford that $37,000 car.
That's a lot. And then what is he going to eat? He'd be dead from starvation.
Okay, now let's try 32,000 now, and let's divide that by 70. That would take 457 months.
Wow.
To pay off that car.
Wow.
Which would be a total of 38 years.
Holy shitbags. No wonder why he stole the damn thing. Yeah, okay. So, buy your BMW with food stamps. Take you 37 years, you said? Something like 37 years. All
take
right.
Take half your lifetime.
Half your lifetime. All right.
Ooh, I like this next.
Our next story comes from the Northwest Florida Daily News and is about some more Florida nakedness. Okay, I have a mindset here. I have a line, so let me try. Let me try to get this mindset. Imagine.
Sexy.
Sexy, there you go. Imagine sitting in your 1986 Honda Accord, listening to the waves crashing against the seashore. Journey is on the tape deck, and you're just hanging out in Fort Walton Beach because your engine blew a gasket and you can't afford a tow truck or an Uber. Alas, you spot a beautiful woman walking down the street in your mirror. You need to find some way to attract this beautiful woman, because you're not going anywhere sitting in your shitty car listening to a worn-out tape of Journey. You need to think fast. A victim complained to the Fort Walton Beach Police Department that a 19-year-old man in a car had shown her his erect penis. The victim described the vehicle he was in, as well as its license plate number. Officers located the vehicle in a Publix parking lot, a short distance from where the incident had taken place. It has taken place. Hello, we have officially won the internets.
Beep, beep.
Alright, so where the incident had taken place probably was as far as he was able to push his car. The mobile exposer told police that he had shown off his penis and masturbated in front of the victim because he gets off on being an exhibitionist. The man has been arrested, however. The news story does not provide the identification of the exhibitionist, a mugshot, or a police report identification information, leading many in the comments section to assume that our public masturbator was the kid of a high-profile resident. We also really don't know what kind of car he was driving or what he was listening to, but, you know, it sounded pretty good.
But do we care?
Do we care? We don't care.
You know, if somebody is masturbating, I think that is the least of our concerns in this world. Because
do you think we need more masturbation? Are you pro masturbation?
I think we do.
Are you pro labor?
I'm. Well, I'm definitely not conservative. That's for sure.
Oh boy, yeah, we have totally. Totally.
Yep.
Hit it. Okay. Yeah. So, that's anywho. Okay. Yeah. So, no, I agree. Although, I can understand why women don't want to, you know, see other men masturbating and you know.
And,
in their
you know, other men don't necessarily want to see other men masturbating.
This is true because not every man that I see, I don't want to see them masturbating. Ooh, God. I'm going to have nightmares tonight. Damn it.
Especially at the Publix.
Oh yeah, no, definitely not the Publix. There's some creepy people at the Publix parking lot sometimes. So yeah. So are you gonna try Uber while you're down here?
I don't think so, because there's really nowhere that I need to go on my own.
Okay. I wasn't sure if you were...
Cause to be honest, when
I may have to work one of the days when you're down here, or, you know, one or two of the days that you're down here, because I have, like, 8 days off this year.
Well, I was going to ask you, can I walk from your house down to a corner?
Are you going to work the corner? you can try. We'll put you to work on the corner. Yeah, there you go. Okay, to get to the corner to do what?
Well, there's like a Dunkin' Donuts.
There are things within walking distance. There's a convenience store, and I mean it's it'll be like a 15-minute walk for you. That's, but you know,
I'll stretch that out into a couple of hours.
See, there you go. Yeah, you can wander around the neighborhood and everything. No, that's fine. That's fine. I'm trying to see what I can do with my schedule, though. But that's kind of how it goes. So, yeah. So I'm trying to kill time here. That's really what it comes down to.
Folks, I've got some interesting Joe wisdoms for you guys tonight. He was active today.
Was
There's
he?
Been some
Was
interesting news good. Stories.
That's good. That's very good. All right. Well, I do have one left. I was trying to kill some time. I do. I was trying to kill some time because we actually went faster than I thought. So I could have thrown in some more spring break debauchery. But I maybe... No, I can't.
This happened at Betty's Kmart, didn't it?
Yeah, we have a Betty Kmart. Hold on. Bye-bye, sexy music in the background. All right. Imagine yourself transferred to a Walmart in...
Claremont, Florida.
In Claremont, Florida. Thank you, Joe. You're in a Walmart in Claremont, Florida. And you want to make some money. This comes from the Daily Commercial. So what do you do to make some money?
Oh, I usually work.
Yeah, you do? Okay, well, that's good. That's good.
But...
Well, some people don't.
Yeah, some people have a different idea of work. Working it, maybe.
Yep. So this one involves twin sisters from Claremont, Florida, and they were trying to pull a fast one on Walmart, according to the Daily Commercial. An arrest affidavit states that twin sisters Bonisha and Bonita Kinlock tried to get a refund on a $199 baby stroller, a $70 baby swing, and two $35 bundles of diapers. But the transaction was denied because they had returned numerous items in the past without a receipt.
Mm.
They then tried to leave the store with the items, but were escorted back inside. After a deputy arrived, the deputy was shown a surveillance video of the women placing the items into an empty shopping cart, taking them to the customer service counter for a refund. And then when no refund was given, leaving the store with the unpaid merchandise.
You know, but what scares me is that they've done this numerous times before.
They've probably done this many times. This is probably the only time they got caught with it. They've probably done... You're right. They've probably done... If they've stopped issuing refunds because they've returned so much shit without a receipt, then my thought on this one is that they've been doing this for a while. And someone just finally caught up with it.
That's pretty bold though, to take a piece of merchandise like that. You know, I wonder if they opened it or if they didn't even unwrap it.
No, I was going to say, they just took it. It's from according to the police report, they just took it off the shelf and put it into the shopping cart.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Wow. Betty, you've got some really, really hard work at that Kmart. I'm really sorry.
I know, the poor thing.
Exactly. Yeah, she's tired.
She is. That's fine, Betty. You just got to hang out there for another, 2 minutes. Of course, I can throw my little beachy thing on after this. So anyway, they were charged with felony retail theft, and they both remain in the Lake County Jail in lieu of $2,000 bond.
Wow.
So, you know, you got to give them some credit, though. And that was kind of ingenious in a strange sort of way.
Mm.
But, yeah. Yes. And that's it for your crazy Florida news.
Mm?
Thank you, Anthony. And thank cannabis you are tuned to Shampa Radio. You know you want to be a part of this unique on-air experience, and so I say give me, Betty, a call now. Let's talk at 813-327-8566 or during our live cast, Skype the studio, put shyampa.radio in your contact list. If Roger answers, hang up immediately. I will deal with him. Anyway, also visit us at facebook.shyampa.info if you are listening to us on a recast. Feel free to leave us a voicemail and we will play your message in a future cast. Back to you, Anthony.
Thanks, Betty. Stay tuned. And I'm supposed to insert some kind of witty statement here, and I totally forgot that. And I totally forgot to do the time. Yeah, that was so... that's fine. I still got 46 seconds. So again, if you want to join us in on the fun, 813-327-8566.
I was kind of wondering because you were going with the theme about hiding under a blanket. I'm like,
I know I was, and I saw that. I'm like, shoot, I forgot to update something. Oh, boy. Oh,
Easter
boy.
Egg.
Easter egg. Easter
Happy
egg.
Easter.
Happy Easter. Happy spring break. So, yeah, if you're going to try to take somebody's ATV from the beach or at least get all fresh with them, don't do it with an on-duty lifeguard. That they are government employees, local government employees, and you can get your shit in trouble. So we will be back in about 5.5 minutes, and I guess we got some Joe Wisdoms coming up. It looks that way.
Yep.
And we'll be back.
Bye.
Let me find my buttons. Here's my buttons.
Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast streaming audio. Milking our bandwidth for all it's worth with Shoutcast streaming audio.
Listen, we're not NPR. We only ask that you talk up once in a while. Keep your wallets in your pocket, and if you happen to have on one flat and one pump, well, we have some wisdom for you, and that is keep it tuned to WEED for your oral caffeine.
Wisconsin Nature Notes from the Nature Conservancy. What is singing, blooming, creeping, and crawling in the Badger State? The first day of spring, or the spring equinox, arrives every year between March 20th and March 22nd, which theoretically means we should experience equal periods of day and night. In northern Wisconsin, though, conditions are not quite so equal. The sun will actually rise near 6:01 a.m. and set near 6:10 p.m., granting us 9 extra minutes of daylight. However, given the usual continuation of winter and cabin fever well into April, no one would dream of complaining about too much light. But spring is on its way. How soon will spring occur in the North Woods compared to southern Wisconsin? Well, we can accurately predict the date of the first bloom of our northern spring flowers based on Hopkins' Law, which says that phenological events vary at the rate of one day for each 15 minutes of latitude and one day for each 100 feet of altitude. Phenology is the study of the seasonal march of observable biological events, when the first robin returns, when the first trillium blooms, for example. If we compare biological events in Madison to those in Minocqua, there should be a 20-day interval between the two areas, given their distance apart, about 220 miles, and their differences in elevation. So, if a friend in Madison calls to say she saw her first robin on March 1st, folks in the North Woods can expect to see their first robin on the equinox. Note that variations do occur along the Great Lakes, where the weather is moderated by the still icy waters, and Hopkins' Law is considered valid only up to June 1st, when other factors take control, like available sunlight, soil conditions, and rainfall. Most importantly, everything is now starting to come to life. Buds are breaking, leaves are popping, flowers unfolding. The great green-up has commenced. Birds, too, are returning, many following the first hatches of insects. Birds that have wintered in Central and South America, however, will wait until late April and early May to return, fully aware of how fickle winter can be. So, while winter lingers, maddening as it often is, it's time to begin watching for the signs of spring. Many migrating birds utilize the Lake Michigan shoreline as their route north. Consider visiting the Nature Conservancy's Mink River Preserve in Door County, where 1,950 acres are protected and 200 species of bird have been counted in migration and nesting. To catch the first wildflowers of the year in southern Wisconsin, try Chewaukee Prairie on Lake Michigan. the last unbroken stretch of prairie of its kind in the state. Chewaukee is home to more than 400 plant species, including shooting stars, prairie violets, and wood betony, which bloom in the spring. Learn how you can take part in conservation in Wisconsin. Go to the Nature Conservancy's website at nature.org/Wisconsin. Wisconsin Nature Notes is the work of the Nature Conservancy in Wisconsin and Mind's Eye Audio in Madison.
Tuned into Shyampa Weave Radio. Be a part of our on-air experience by giving us a call at 813-327-8566.
Now, back to some ass-kicking shiznit from Null Soft Shoutcast.
Wow.
By the skin of my teeth.
Yeah. Timing is our timing for one is impeccable, folks. That's all
exactly. I we try. But my shorts were falling down. My way. Alrighty.
Not good.
No, it wouldn't be. So we are back.
You're back. And, wow, what a show tonight, folks. This is episode 37, the lucky number 7.
Lucky number 7. I've got friendship cake.
You got friendship cake.
Friendship cake. Are you familiar with friendship cake?
No.
The friendship cake is like a... It's a bread. Friendship bread.
Is that like 7-Up bread?
Kind of, but it's a bread. It's a sweet bread. It is a bread. It's like more like a dessert bread than like a dinner bread or something. This one in particular has like chocolate chips on it and stuff.
I can't see it. There we go.
Can you see it?
Yeah. Nice.
So yeah. So it's like a dessert bread. It's like a kind of almost. So what it is it uses a starter. So you like let it ferment for 14 days and then you split it and make more, and you have to keep that starter going, which is a pain in the ass, which is why, because I used to make it and I stopped. Because it got to a point where I was baking like 10 loaves of bread a week. And wow. I was like, I would just leave them at work. I would just leave them at work, and I'd leave them in the break room, and people would take them, and that's kind of... Yeah. But after a while, it just got ridiculous.
That's a lot of effort, but was it meditation for you?
Not really. After a while, it became a pain in the ass. That's why I stopped doing it. So I just let the starter go, you know. So, anywho.
But that looks good.
It's delicious.
Will that be available for me when I come to visit?
Probably not. It will be way stale by then.
Oh, well.
Because you're not coming down for another month, right?
That's true.
Yeah, so I can't. Maybe I'll find someone with a starter and start the friendship.
We definitely need to have a food adventure. I want the buffet adventure.
My God. Like what buffet adventure?
What are you looking at? Whatever buffet that you have available, whether it's the Publix buffet or the Whole Foods buffet.
We do have the Whole Foods buffet, but it is quite depressing.
Really?
It's kind of small. Compared to some of the ones I've seen in Chicago, ours is depressing.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's sad. Where do people eat?
Out all the chain restaurants. Outback. Marconi's. You know, all the Darden groups, the Red Lobsters, the Olive Gardens. Everyone dines at chain restaurants.
Wow.
Yeah. This is Florida. This is where the chain started. Most of the chains started here in the Tampa Bay area.
Really?
Yep.
That I did not know.
Hooters is from Tampa. I've driven past the original one so many times.
Hooters is from Tampa.
Hooters is based in Clearwater, actually.
Wow.
Hooters is in Clearwater. Olive Garden is from around here. Red Lobster is from around here. Outback is from, I think they come from Plant City. They're headquartered in Plant City or something like that, which is Tampa Bay. So everything is pretty much, it's between like, everything is like pretty, all, most of them are headquartered between here and Orlando. And really it's Orlando that drove it. It's the tourist trap.
Yeah.
It's the whole tourist trap thing.
And that would explain why they would like to connect that train between Tampa and the tourist trap.
Oh, yeah. They would love to. And I think it's an awesome idea to be able to go from Orlando to the Clearwater Beach. I think that would be great on a train. I think that would be awesome for tourism.
Would there be stops in between? Or
I would imagine. I imagine it would probably be a bit of a commuter train. So it might take you like 2.5 hours to get there.
Yeah.
But that's still not bad. I mean, driving will take you 1.5 to 2 hours.
Well, what did it take us to get clear across to Orlando? Didn't it take us a little bit longer? We made a few stops.
From here, from Tampa, Orlando is about 1 hour.
Hmm.
And then if you want to go to the beach, from here to the beach, it's like about 1 hour or 1/2 hour, 45 minutes.
Okay.
So...
I think I was just lost because there was just a certain point after the NASA experience. I was lost in a time warp. I was just, I felt like.
Were you in a time warp?
I was in a time warp. I couldn't explain it. Yes! Oh.
There you go.
But hey, I've got a few Joe Wisdoms. He's dying.
Yes, please. Yes, by all means. We got.
Yes.
We got to get those in.
All right. So, yes, Joe Wisdom thinks nothing but high things of mentors. Listen to this one. Hello, Joe Wisdom here. You know, I like to talk a little bit about imagination. Kids are very, very, very imaginative. And it is important as adults, as mentors, as parents, as policemen and firemen and teachers and IT support people. You know, we all have to set an example. And
waiters and
we
servers.
We also have to encourage kids that ask questions like, what's that? Now, obviously, you know, you got to be judicious with these things. You can't just let any kid just come up and be an idiot. But, you know, if a kid seems to be taking an interest, you know, make sure to kind of encourage that. And that is your wisdom today. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And make sure you keep it tuned to Shyampa Radio. I love the music on that one.
That was a good track, yes.
Here's another one.
Kevin McLeod.
Yes, Kevin McLeod is wonderful. Incompetech.com.
Yep.
Joe Wisdom here. Well, there appears that today, this very day, March 28th, 2016, there was a shooting reported in the Ooh. State capital, in the visitor center. Apparently, they do have the bystander in custody. Ooh. Somebody got hurt. Guns. I don't like guns.
Mm-mm.
Guns are dangerous. They show a sense of superiority. They are superiority in the wrong hands. Whose hands should have guns? I suppose hunters. People need meat, so hunting is, well, accomplished with a gun. Mm-hmm. Then there's the military. They have guns to fight people because they're in legally sanctioned killing. Then you have the police. They have guns to protect themselves and to capture dangerous criminals. However, many times recently, guns used by police have been, well, dangerous. But I digress. Guns. I don't like them. There's no reason for people to have them. It gives them power beyond control and belief. And there are so many of them. You know, it would be one thing if they all just went to their own little spaces and shot each other. That would be fine. But they end up going to places that you and I visit. Normal people like you and I. It's just not right. I don't like it. And that's why I'm voting for Bernie Sanders. I know. I wasn't going to make this political. But in the end of the day, guns are political. In this country. There's no two ways about it. Bernie Sanders has many plans to make America respect itself and be a leader to itself.
He's kind of liberal, though, I think, isn't he? Or
you've been listening to another Joe Wisdom.
Talking to your recording.
If you have a wisdom to share, we'd love to hear it. Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We'd love to hear from you, and keep it tuned to Shy Ampa Radio.
You're going to like this next one.
Pizza. I love this, especially with sausage and mushrooms. And a thin crust. Not too thin, but Chicago thin. With tomato sauce that can be a little zesty, not necessarily too sweet, with greasy sausage and heaping mushrooms and lots of cheese. I'm in heaven already, and I've not even had lunch, but it's already 2:12 p.m. What do I do? How shall I proceed?
You get a pizza.
This is Joe Wisdom with your food moment.
And that's why my cholesterol's high, because I
hope you like these little moments. Do you have a little moment? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. We'll take your moment and turn it into a magical star and display it in audio. On air, on Mondays, live, sometime between 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern, and 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Give us a listen at listen.shyampa.info. Bye.
Kitty's licking its butt. Hi, butt licking kitty.
Sometimes I like to be a troll. So I got a message from something about Chicago wants to enact an ordinance to ban Uber and UberX. And, they went on to say, but, this would cause lots of missed opportunities and people would not be able to take advantage of this potential. And it would force drivers to get chauffeur's licenses and have to sit through all the ordeals that taxi cab drivers have to go through. And so the article linked to a poll on, I believe it's everyblock.com, and I answered it. I was like, you know what? Support local public transit. Get more biking. Get more cars off the road. We don't need any more cars. So that's an example of good trolling. This has been Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios at 813-327-8566. And we'll play your special wisdom on a special broadcast. Sometime soon.
We gotta keep Joe Wisdom away from the coffee pot.
Hello, Joe Wisdom here. I like to save electricity wherever I can. That means before I leave the house every day, I make sure that all of my major appliances are turned off. This doesn't include the refrigerator, but it might as well be because I really don't keep anything in it.
I don't.
But other things that I do is I've gotten a Bluetooth headset and a tiny little Bluetooth receiver transmitter set up. I can plug in the transmitter to any source of audio or video. Well, audio. Using some adapter cords and other little tricks. Once I've paired everything, I can listen to all of my favorite programming right inside my ears. That makes me happy. And that's your wisdom for today. You've been listening to Joe Wisdom. Do you have a wisdom to share? Give us a call at the studios, 813-327-8566. And keep it tuned to Cheyampa Radio.
So yeah, Joe Wisdom was a little busy today. He had a lot on his mind.
Wow, yeah, I was going to say those are pretty good. Yeah, but that one, though, we got to keep him away from the Keurig. I think his blood pressure is going to get a little too high. He's going to have to go on those blood pressure pills if he keeps up with the coffee like that.
Well, no, that was the voice of a troll.
Oh, the voice of a troll. I see.
Gotcha. Yeah, we have to work with his little voices.
That's fine. It's all good.
But folks, Joe Wisdom has a lot to say, and if you've got, seriously, I'm not shitting you, if you've got some witty sayings or just crazy euphemisms or
chickens
or things or stories or chickens.
Or chickens.
We can put it in, like, if you've got a really cool food story and it would just shine with that special voice, we can do it.
We can make you shine, baby, with your chickens.
We can make you a star.
Can we make ourselves stars right now? Monday, May 7th on WEFT. Please tune in. There's only 10. It's only 10,000 watts, so you'll have to go to Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, depending on wherever you're at.
Okay, well, you know what? You just gave me a new incentive. What's 10,000 watts?
10,000 watts. I think it's a 40-mile radius.
40-mile radius.
40-mile radius.
And that's in Champaign.
Champaign, Urbana.
And are classes going on at that time, or is school in session?
It's a Saturday.
Okay, so there's going to be kids on campus.
Yeah,
maybe. They might have a chance to listen.
Maybe. Possible. It's possible. It depends whoever's listening to the World Labor Hour show, I guess. I guess that's really what it would entail.
Well, it would include all of their listeners.
Yes. Oh, totally.
Downloads their podcast.
True. Yeah. So
if they get 50 listeners, then you know for certain that 50 people
somehow found us. And found an interest. Oh, that felt good.
Oops. That wasn't
You got good. A little jumpy on me there for a moment.
No, I accidentally hit a button that I shouldn't have hit.
Clearly, because you got a little jumpy on there for a moment. There you go.
Yeah, we reset that. But so next week is episode 38, and we will officially be in April.
Wow, we will be April 2016. How quickly the time goes.
Yeah. 4 months and
like sands through an hourglass, so are the days of our lives.
And so are the taxes of our lives that I've not yet done.
Oh, you haven't done your taxes yet?
Nope.
No.
You know, lately I've been just doing taxes as late as I possibly can, which is obviously the 15th.
Yeah, well, yeah, clearly.
But yeah, it's like I'm not really all that.
Not really all that into filing your taxes on time.
Well, I mean, I file them on time for certain, but I'm not as into filing them early as I used to be.
If I was getting a refund, I'd probably file earlier. But
right.
I haven't gotten a refund in years.
I get refunds that are so small, it doesn't even matter.
Doesn't matter, yeah. But I guess, you know, if you're not paying and you're getting a small refund, then at least the good thing is you're not letting the government use your money interest free.
But that's why I want Bernie Sanders as president, because I feel that the taxes that he will implement will be to my better good and my fellow man's better good.
Yeah, our taxes probably won't. We'll see like no increase or a very small increase until you hit like 250,000, and then when you're at 250,000, then it goes up.
Right.
So, but then on top of that, you don't have. You know, we're looking at universal health care, so you don't have to pay for health care coverage. And I don't. You do? Do you? I'm not going to ask that question, but I'm sure you may if you had to pay for some, and if you do pay for some, it's costly. You know, I mean,
yeah.
I didn't know. I was kind of being ambiguous there. But
you know, yeah. I have my issues with the Obama tax plan, to be honest.
No, I do too. I mean,
not the tax plan, but the
Obamacare penalty. I understand.
The tax is really stiff and strict, and I'm not sure what it's supposed to accomplish because.
It's supposed to give you the incentive to get insurance, but unfortunately, the whole tax plan or the whole ACA thing. Oh, look, how appropriate. The whole Affordable Care Act really wasn't that affordable, but it was definitely an act that didn't care about the American people in a lot of ways.
Well, it was a stopgap measure, which is why Bernie Sanders' Medicare for all is the way it should be, and that's it.
Exactly. Exactly. So,
as Archie Bunker would say,
that's how it rolls. That is how it rolls, folks. Okay.
Ooh, I'm gonna cough. Well, thanks for listening, folks.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful evening, and we greatly appreciate you tuning in. And yes. I wish I could find the damn cart that needs to be loaded into the frickin' player.
This Way Out is coming up next, folks.
Maybe.
Whoops.
Oh, no, here they are. Here they are. I found them. Okay. All right, folks. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight. We'll be back next week. And remember, folks, I'm still supposed to ad-lib something here, and I don't know what I'm going to ad-lib, so I guess
if
just...
you're going to hide under the blanket, make sure it's just a big one enough for two.
Yeah, exactly. Have a good night, have a good week, and stay tuned for This Way Out.
This station is being brought to you via Nullsoft Shoutcast streaming technology. For more information, visit shoutcast.com.
Sounds for promotional, background, and other tracks are from Incompetech by Kevin MacLeod. Visit them at incompetech.com. Royalty-free music.